Hi, this is Chris. I don't know about you, but there have been times when I thought my brother or sister were going to drive me right up the wall. I mean, they'd get into my things or take something without asking or bother me while I was busy doing something else and... Well, you get the idea. Sometimes it got so bad I wish they would just disappear. But you know, it never occurred to me what would happen if my wish came true. I guess Donna Barclay didn't think about that either, because that's exactly what happens on today's Adventure in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. My name's John Avery Whittaker, but most folks call me Whit. And this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works.
Whoa, whoa, hold it!
Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Now, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Here again. You know, Donna Barclay has had her share of battles with her brother Jimmy. Sometimes he provokes her, while other times she starts it. Either way, the results are always the same. They get into trouble. But today's going to be different for Donna. Today, Donna gets to find out what her life would be like if Jimmy wasn't around. Don't go away. We'll find out what happens when we start our adventure in Odyssey right after this. Ah, another beautiful morning in Odyssey. The sun's slowly rising, the birds are singing, and Donna's about to get a rude awakening from her brother Jimmy.
And there will be a good chance of rain this afternoon, so make sure to take your little yellow raincoats and umbrella. High today will be in the low to mid-60s. We'll return with our morning mix countdown in just a moment.
Donna, time to get up. You're going to be late for school.
You get lost.
Time to get up.
Jimmy.
Time to get up.
How many times do I have to tell you to quit bouncing around? I'll get up. Why do we have to do this every morning? Get out of my way.
Not until you answer my riddle.
Jimmy.
Come on, Donna. Don't be such a grouch. You know you like this.
I do not. You're a pest. Why can't you let me wake up like everyone else in the world?
Because I'm not everyone else's brother. Ready for my riddle?
No.
Okay, so when was baseball first mentioned in the Bible?
I give up.
You didn't even try to guess.
I give up, Jimmy.
Okay, Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning. Get it? In the big inning?
That's very funny, Jimmy. Now, will you go away so I can get ready for school?
All right. You're laughing on the inside, Donna. I know it. You'll tell that joke to somebody later.
Don't count on it. Just once, I'd like to wake up like normal people do.
Pass the cornflakes, will you, Jimmy?
Sure, Mom.
Oh, kids, your mother and I have a meeting to church this afternoon, so I want you to make sure you get your chores done as soon as you get home from school and before you do anything else, all right? Now, no TV until you're done.
That means you vacuum the whole house, Donna.
Oh.
And Jimmy.
I know. Polish the furniture.
Oh, and don't forget, you have a dentist appointment after school, Jimmy.
Now, there's some good news.
Donna, I'd like you to get Jimmy at his school and walk him over to the dentist's.
What? You want her to walk me? What am I, a cocker spaniel?
I was going over to the mall to get that new purse. Why can't he go by himself?
Because the dentist might need to put in a filling. I just don't want him to go alone.
You can afford a new purse?
Well, I was going to ask you if... Well... Could I have an advance on my allowance?
Donna, we've been through this before.
I know, but just this once?
Well, it doesn't matter now anyway. You're taking Jimmy to the dentist's.
I can tell this is going to be a terrific day.
Careful, Donna.
It's okay, Donna. I've got a bunch of new jokes I can tell you.
Couldn't one of his friends walk with him?
Donna, it's not that much to ask. I want you to do it.
All right, all right. Maybe I can bribe the dentist to wire his mouth shut.
That wasn't very nice.
And I think we're going to have a talk tonight about this attitude of yours. I don't like it.
Yeah, Dad.
Okay, Dad, I have another joke for you, just to lighten the mood on this tense domestic scene.
Time to get the shopping done.
I think I'm going to be late for work.
But you haven't heard the joke yet.
He's driving me crazy, Lucy. I don't know what I'm going to do with him.
Why? What did Jimmy do today?
It's not just today. It's every day. When he's not telling corny jokes, he's teasing me. And when he's not teasing me, he's getting me in trouble. And when he's not getting me in trouble, he's taking stuff from my room. And when he's not...
I got the idea, Donna.
I went to math class today and didn't have any clean sheets of paper. At some point, Jimmy decided to use my notebook as a doodle pad. That's what I get for leaving it on the kitchen table last night. I have to put everything under lock and key. My life would be a lot easier without him.
You don't really mean that.
Sure I do. If Jimmy weren't around, things would be a lot better.
How?
Well, I'd have a little peace and quiet for one thing. And there'd be more space, so I'd probably have a bigger bedroom. And since I'd be an only child, Mom and Dad would be able to buy me a lot more things. Or at least give me an occasional advance on my allowance.
But there's more to it than that, you know. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of things you'd miss if Jimmy wasn't around. Mr. Whitaker always says that sometimes we don't appreciate what we have until it's gone. I'm sure that's true for Jimmy, too.
Uh-huh. Try me.
I guess this means you're not going to the mall this afternoon.
Nope. I have to walk Jimmy to the dentist. And to tell you the truth, I can't think of a worse way to spend my afternoon. Except doing it in the rain without a raincoat.
How could you forget your raincoat?
I didn't forget it. I just didn't know to bring it.
I brought mine. Don't you listen to your clock radio in the morning?
How can I when I've got an obnoxious brother who bounces all over my bed first thing in the morning? Let's go home before I get completely drenched.
Don't you want to know what the dentist said?
No.
I have perfect teeth, no cavities.
Did he check the one in your head?
Oh, ho, ho, ho. That's so funny, I forgot to laugh.
Jimmy, if you're gonna wear the raincoat, at least put on the hood so your head doesn't get all wet.
No way! It looks silly with the hood up.
But you'll catch a cold if you leave it down.
You sound like Mom. I won't catch a cold.
Jimmy,
lay off. I don't want to wear the hood.
Come here.
No, let go.
Jimmy.
Now look what you did. You got mud all over my pants.
I didn't mean to. It was an accident. If you just put your hood up.
Accident, schmaccident.
It was.
So's this.
Jimmy, my dress.
Now we're even.
We are not.
Hey.
Cut it.
Stop it!
Come on, Jimmy.
I'm gonna tell.
No, I'm gonna tell. Oh,
stop it!
Jimmy, what are you doing?
Getting ready to watch TV.
Did you finish your chores?
What are you, the desk Gestapo? Yeah, I finished my chores and now I want to watch TV.
Let's watch something funny. Three's in Charge is on.
Forget it. Rick Rance and Private Eye is coming on. They're showing reruns in the afternoon now.
Come on, not that. Anything but that. It's bad enough we have to watch it once a week.
That's only one sister's opinion.
Three's in Charge, Jimmy.
Rick Rance.
Give me a break, Jimmy.
I turned the TV on. It's my decision. So you can save your breath.
Fine. Watch it until your eyes fall out. I don't care.
I will.
You know, Jimmy, sometimes I don't like you very much.
That's good.
All right. Who's the largest in the Bigger family? Mr. Bigger, Mrs. Bigger, or the baby Bigger?
I give up, Jimmy.
I know. The baby.
Yeah? How come?
Because he's a little bigger.
Aw, you already heard it.
You're right. You told it to me yesterday.
Oh.
So, how was your afternoon? Did anything exciting happen?
No, it was the same as usual.
Okay, I have another one for
you. May I be excused, please?
Oh, well, sure, Donna.
Thanks. I think I'll watch some TV. Something intelligent for a change.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So anyway, what do you get when you cross a mink coat with a gorilla? Donna, I need your help with my homework.
How
Don't bug me. I'm watching TV.
Yeah, but I have to go to bed soon, and I can't figure out this math problem.
Really? Why don't you figure it out on the paper you doodled all over? In my math notebook. You scribbled all over the paper, and I didn't have any for class.
Oh, well, I'll find you some more. But you have to help me.
Get lost. I finally get to watch the TV show I want to watch.
But Dad's doing bills and Mom's on the phone. They told me to get your help.
Go away.
But Mom and Dad said you have to.
Good grief. Let me see it. Now I'll miss the end of the show. Come in.
Hi, sweetheart. You're in bed early.
Uh-huh.
Is everything all right?
I guess. Same as it ever is.
Uh-huh. Well, I thought we'd have a little talk about that.
About what?
Well, your attitude would be a good start. You've been mad all day. What's the problem?
You wouldn't understand.
Why wouldn't I?
You're his father.
His... What, you mean Jimmy?
That's the one.
What's wrong with Jimmy?
What's right with him? Dad, he torments me the whole day long. Even when he's not around, he does things that drive me crazy.
You need to give me some examples, Donna.
I can't. It would take me the rest of the night to tell you what today was like. From his bouncing me awake this morning to his making me miss my TV show tonight. It all adds up. He's a big pimple on the face of my life.
No, Donna.
Sometimes I wish he'd never been born.
Hey, Donna, you shouldn't say that.
I'm sorry. Right now, that's how I feel.
Yeah, well, my grandmother always said, never make wishes. They might come true.
That would suit me fine.
You really don't think you'd miss Jimmy?
Not at the moment, no. All I can think about are all the good things that would happen if I was an only child. No little brother getting mud on my dress or taking the last of my notebook paper.
Huh?
Nothing, Dad. Never mind.
Donna, I know how you feel, but... Well, you're the oldest. You know, it'd do wonders for this whole family if you'd try to get along with Jimmy. Don't let him bother you so much.
Well, I'll try.
Good. And Donna, I think you're wrong. Your life wouldn't be what you think if Jimmy hadn't been born. Good night, sweetheart.
Good night, Dad. I wish I had the chance to find out.
We'll continue our adventure in Odyssey right after this. And now, the conclusion of today's adventure in Odyssey.
Donna! Donna, time to get up, honey. You overslept.
Huh?
Come on, you're going to be late for school. Didn't you hear your radio?
Yeah, but I was waiting for Jimmy to come bouncing in.
Waiting for who?
Well, Jimmy always wakes me up.
Jimmy who? You must have been dreaming. Now listen closely. I left some breakfast for you on the table. Your dad had an early meeting, and I have to open the shop. I want you to get your chores done as soon as you get home from school. That means the whole house, okay?
Vacuum, right.
And polish the furniture.
Polish the furniture, too? What's wrong with Jimmy? He does the furniture.
Donna, wake up! If you go to school like this, you'll wind up in the principal's office. Mwah. I'll see you later, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Good grief. I have to do all the chores? What's going on here? Ouch! Who moved my nightstand? It's supposed to be on the other side of the bed. Jimmy! Jim! Wait a minute. What is this? All right! Who shrunk my room? Jimmy? Mom? Dad? Hey! Mom, wait!
What's wrong, Donna? I'm late.
What happened to my room? Our house.
What are you talking about?
This house, it's not ours.
Donna!
I mean, it's kind of like ours, but it's smaller. What's going on?
Sweetheart, if you don't snap out of this, I may send you to the doctor's instead of school. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I think... But why do we have such a small house?
Well, why would we want a larger house? It's only the three of us. Don't be greedy. Ooh, I'll see you later.
There's something wrong here. Jimmy! Jimmy! I'm losing my mind, Lucy. I looked all over the house and there wasn't a trace of him. I mean, nothing. No clothes, no room, no anything. And today in math, I had all my notebook paper. All of it. I'd panic, but Mom was acting so normal. It's either a gigantic practical joke, or it's me. Maybe I'm dreaming.
I hope so, Donna, because I can't figure out what you're talking about.
Not you too, Lucy.
You've been raving for the last 15 minutes about Jimmy. Jimmy this, Jimmy that. I just want to know what Jimmy you're talking about.
Jimmy Barkley, my brother.
Are you putting me on? Donna, you don't have a brother.
Lucy.
Seriously, Donna, are you sure you didn't hit your head on something?
Quit playing around, Lucy.
I'm not playing around. You keep talking about a brother. And Donna, you don't have one.
Good grief. Is it possible? Nothing cheerier than walking home alone in the rain. Anybody home? Anyone? It's so quiet. Boy, I have the whole house to myself. This could be great. After I finish the chores, all of them.
Donna, it's time for dinner.
Thanks, Mom.
What are you doing? Is that Rick Rancid?
Yeah.
But you hate that show. Why were you watching it?
I don't know. Out of habit.
Habit?
Well, someone I used to know watched it a lot.
Hi, Donna. Dinner looks great, dear.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Lord, for this food. Bless it now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, how was your day, Donna?
Okay, I guess. Kind of weird.
Weird?
You should have heard her this morning, George. She kept talking about someone named Jimmy and how small the house is. She doesn't wake up quickly, that's for sure.
Hmm.
So, did you guys have a good day?
Uh-huh.
I sure did.
Good. I heard a riddle.
Oh, go ahead. I like riddles.
When was baseball first mentioned in the Bible?
We give up.
Genesis chapter 1. In the big inning.
Ah.
Oh, very nice, dear.
I was wondering if it'd be all right if I could get some new shoes. There was a pair at the mall.
Sure, go ahead.
Really?
Of course. If you can afford them, they're all yours.
But, well, I don't have any money.
Donna, we've been through this before.
Have we?
You know we have. We didn't spoil you when you were young. We're not going to start now. That's why we put you on the budget, remember?
Oh, yeah. So much for that idea.
Kate!
I think I'm going to bed now.
But isn't this your favorite show? You haven't seen the end yet.
Something wrong.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
It's awfully early for bed. Donna, are you sure you're all right? I know I teased you about this morning, but
I'm just bored, that's all. Really.
You know, you've been acting so strange today. There isn't something you want to tell us about, is there?
No, it's just that things didn't turn out the way I thought they would. It's so quiet around here.
Really? It's no quieter than usual.
Well, it's not just quiet, but lonely.
Lonely? You have friends. We're here.
Yeah, but it's not the same. I'm talking about somebody who'll make noise and tell dumb jokes. And won't ask me to help with his homework and chase me around in the rain.
What is this all about, sweetheart? What are you getting at?
I guess sometimes you don't appreciate what you have until it's gone. That's all.
Huh?
Mom, Dad, you know, sometimes I wish I had a little brother.
Aw. Well,
what in the world makes you say that?
I just do.
You better be careful what you wish for, Donna. Your wishes might come true.
Yeah, I know.
Donna, time to get up, honey. You overslept.
Huh?
Come on, you're going to be late for school. Didn't you hear your radio?
Yeah, but I was waiting for Jimmy to come bouncing in. Wait a minute. Where's Jimmy?
Well, Donna...
Don't tell me I'm dreaming. Where's Jimmy? Wishes don't come true. He was born. He's my brother. Jimmy!
Donna, will you calm down?
What's all the racket? How come you're yelling my name all over the place?
Jimmy!
Yeah?
Why didn't you jump on my bed this morning?
You've been making such a big deal about it. Mom said to stop.
Well, don't stop. I mean, you can't. I mean, I don't care anymore. I mean, I'm sorry I've been so mean to you lately.
Donna, are you all right?
I'm fine, really.
Well, hurry up then. You'll be late for school.
Jimmy?
Yeah?
Have you heard any good riddles lately?
What?
What happened to Donna in today's program probably would never happen to you. Wishes like that don't really come true, as much as we may wish they would. But the lesson is still very important. Even when your brother or sister drives you crazy, God has put them in your life to love and help. And if you were to lose them somehow, you'd never ever be the same. So take time now to show your love for your brother or sister. If you've been fighting, ask each other forgiveness and work harder to get along. Even if you haven't been fighting, do something special for each other. Now is the time to do it, okay? Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's episode was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and Chuck Bolte was our executive producer. And I'm Chris, inviting you to join us again for another Adventure in Odyssey.